This is TWiT.
This happened, I think, during Windows Weekly. There was a report late last week where Jane's, which is a defense publication that's very famous, came out with a story saying the Army has halted plans for that contract that Microsoft's been touting, the $20 billion IVAS contract, which is integrated visual augmentation system. It's a HoloLens-like goggle that they're going to deploy in the Army.
Cool.
And so this sounded pretty dire, right? They were like, yeah, we talked to a bunch of people. They said they're halting it. They don't think it's ready. And I'm like, oh man, this is like one of Microsoft's biggest contracts. So after talking to the Army, I hadn't talked to the Army before. That was kind of fun.
yes, ma'am.
If you think Microsoft's bureaucratic, you should try talking to them.
Did you talk to a general? Who did you talk to?
Well, I had a general, I think, as my contact.
Wow.
Who immediately put me to PR and was like, no, I don't talk to press.
No,
that's a no.
Yeah.
But what it is they are pushing back the rollout schedule so that it's going to roll out a few months later in 2022 than they originally anticipated. But they are still committed to doing the contract, the full contract, and they've been testing it. The field deployment of these headsets, they bought 120,000 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to start in September 2022. I don't know exactly when it was supposed to start, but yeah. The Army put out a statement and said, yeah, that report wasn't correct, and here's what we're doing. We're still committed to Microsoft, and we're still committed to using these headsets. And if you pay attention to all the goings-on about employees protesting contracts with the military, Microsoft employees, some of them, have been protesting this since 2019 because these goggles are going to be used in battle, right? And they're going to be used as part of military missions, but Microsoft is still going forward with this as far as we know at this point.
Can I read the statement that they sent to you?
Yeah, it's hilarious, right?
The Army conducted an adversary electronic warfare and cybersecurity test in September 2021 and plans to execute testing regularly throughout FY22. This decision allows the Army and industry team to continue to enhance the IVAS technology platform, ensuring soldiers achieve overmatch in multi-domain operations. The Army intends to continue developing and fielding this revolutionary, first-of-its-kind technology in FY22.
What is overmatch in multi-domain operations?
Overmatch. That's, oh man, it's like an Unreal Tournament 2000.
Overmatch. We've got overmatch. You've got overmatch.
That's great.
I'm sure that means something to somebody, but
I'm sure it does. No, then they sent me the schedule, the rollout schedule, which is full of more gobbledygook. I'm like, I don't even know what these terms are here in this rollout schedule, but yeah.
It's okay. You know, every specialty has its jargon.
It does.
And
it
sure does. Certainly the military has its jargon.
Well, not the computer industry. Oh, come on.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
There's only one group of people who like acronyms more than the computer industry, and that's the military.
Yeah.
Yep.
IVAS technology platform.
Do you know if is it like going to be built in the helmets like the night vision is, where they swoop it down and then swoop it up, or how they're going to use that?
Oh, I am kind of forgetting this.
Picture like a MASH episode where a bunch of guys wearing HoloLens are bumbling into each other in the dark and they all get captured by the Koreans.
I don't want to see my army going.
No, you don't.
You know, which way did
all
he
go? I'm doing all the gestures, the swipe.
Yeah,
the
push. Yeah, and that's right. So, the other guys are looking at each other. Like, is this guy for real?
What?
Yeah, we should be very clear. This is not HoloLens.
It's not HoloLens. Okay.
It's not HoloLens. They use some of the concepts and the underlying technology in HoloLens. But it's supposed to give them night vision, thermal, and airborne, soldier-borne sensors built into the display.
Heads-up display, basically.
For humanitarian missions. I don't know what all the components are.
Exactly. It's for military training, fighting,
nation building.
All of that together.
Just don't do the bloom in battle, okay?
Do not.
Do you know what that means in our language?
Yeah, that is an evil gesture. You die, infidel!
I could never do the bloom. Every time we get to try the HoloLens, I'm like, I don't know, I can't do that.
Oh, man. No, I think this is probably really good stuff, you know. I think there's always a risk in implementing technology, especially in a life or death situation. But boy, this technology could really help a soldier in action. So I think it's good. You know, it's funny. It's interesting that engineers said we don't want to do any military stuff. It used to be the patriotic thing. You know, when World War II started, all the companies stopped making cars.
Remind me of where the internet came from exactly.
Oh, yeah, those guys. Yeah.
No, so this is going to be very interesting for Microsoft, right? Because they have always said, well, the reason we continue to work with the military and sell a lot of stuff to them is because, you know, we're helping defend the nation.
We care about the country, yes.
Yeah, they say this all the time. But now, just last week, in fact, they said they're going to bow to shareholder pressure, and they're going to have an independent human rights review of some of their government contracts. I don't know what's going to happen if that happens and they say, you know what, we don't want you doing this HoloLens thing, or we don't want you doing any more technology deals with ICE, which I could definitely see them doing.
That's different.
Right?
Yeah, I can understand that.
That's the facial recognition
stuff. We'll use that Windows
stuff,
Update staff package thing to push an update to HoloLens that screws the thing up so it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. This is actually how the balance of power, though, has changed in these companies. Because if you were a Ford worker in 1941, you didn't get, you know, I don't want to build tanks. You know, who cares? But as an engineer...
You wouldn't have even heard that argument.
Well, you might not have, but even if you did, who cares? Sure. But in 2021...
We're canceling the government now. I mean, it's...
Yeah. But in 2021, also, these engineers have a lot of power, and they're not... fungible. They're not. It's not like you just go down the road and get another one. That is a big change in the balance of power in companies like Microsoft and Google, and Apple's starting to experience some of this too. And they're flexing their
You know,
their
Amazon
power.
Didn't pay any taxes. I mean, is that the kind of deal you want? Or
yeah.
Not?
You know, there's patriotism, right? Yeah.
Right.
We'll take your money, but we ain't giving you any.